Hello, welcome back. As you know, it's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for June 5th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So Google's Pixel smartphones are getting a new camera update today with Google Camera 7.4. The update doesn't change a whole lot on the surface, though, outside of a tweak to video recording. Rolling out now via the Google Play Store, Google Camera 7.4104.31342.2365, that's quite a mouthful, changes the location of the toggle for using 4K video. Previously, the app buried this setting deep within the settings app of the camera, not showing it in the quick settings menu, which houses other settings such as flash and frames per second. With the version 7.4 update, the video quick settings menu for Google Camera now shows an option to switch between 4K and Full HD video resolutions. With the Full HD resolution selected, the menu still shows options for changing the frames per second at which the video has been captured, but those options do disappear when selecting 4K. Despite third-party apps actually figuring out 4K 60fps on Pixels, Google clearly hasn't enabled that functionality just yet. Notably too, switching to 4K also enables the Pixel 4 to zoom in at 8x while video shooting. Other Pixel phones are still limited to 5x here, though presumably that's due to the telephoto lens on the Pixel 4. Beyond that, there's not a whole lot new on Google Camera 7.4 in terms of what you can see and use, but we'll be digging into the update soon to see what secrets may be lying under the hood. We previously dug into a leaked Google Camera 7.4 APK and found that some details of 4K 60fps and the Pixel 4a may come in a future update, but that was an older version of the app that was never properly released. Google's Chrome browser has a dominant share on desktop computers, but competition is always out there. With Microsoft's new Edge browser becoming ever more popular, Google is now using Gmail's sign-in alerts to push those new Edge users back over to Google Chrome. Whenever you sign into a Google account on a new device or browser, you'll get a sign-in alert on your email. Generally, these emails only contain information such as the location and device you've signed up with. But there's also a special message now when users sign in via Microsoft's new Edge browser. A new email sent to Gmail users identifies that Microsoft Edge users are using that particular browser, and within the email recommends that they download Chrome. The message isn't especially pushy, but it's definitely notable since Google doesn't do this from any other device or browser. The message does mention Google's usual advertisement for Chrome too, saying that it's a fast, simple, and secure browser built for the modern web. This is far from the first time, though, Google has tried to advertise Chrome to Edge users. For example, a slew of promotional banners were spotted early this year, where Edge users would see Google recommending Chrome whenever they use services such as Gmail, Google Docs, Translate, and several other online offerings from the firm. The Chrome Web Store also has a blatant warning on top of that too. Of course, this shouldn't come as much of a surprise that Google is using its own products, such as Gmail, to compete with Microsoft Edge and keep users on Google's own product. Despite Microsoft Edge's growing popularity though, Google really doesn't have that much to worry about. In fact, Chrome's market share has only grown over the past few months. In recent weeks, Gmail on the web has picked up Google Voice and chat integration for G Suite customers. Gmail for Android, though, is now rolling out a tweaked compose button that does away with the style introduced last year. The floating action button, or FAB for short, in the bottom right corner of the inbox screen is no longer a circle. Instead, it's a nice large oblong with a new pen icon instead of the multicolored plus sign, while the compose makes the function far more explicit. Both items in the button are tinted red, thus matching other highlights in the application. It retracts into a simple circle as you scroll down, while swiping up will expand it yet again. It's not clear if Gmail on web will follow suit for visual parity with this particular style matching Google Messages. The old plus sign, which reflects the four colours in the Google logo, is still present on other G Suite apps like Drive and Docs though. Those of course date back to Gmail's big material revamp in 2018. This subtle tweak to the compose button is of course going to be very welcome to some of you out there, and it's now widely rolling out via the Google Play Store. And finally, while Google Plus, the social network, was shut down on April 2nd, 2019, a G Suite version for enterprise communication still actually exists. Google Currents was announced as a rebrand just after the consumer deprecation last year and is now set to launch on July 6th. In an email to G Suite administrators yesterday, Google announced that Currents will become generally available on Monday, July 6th. Existing Google Plus users will be transitioned over to the updated look and feel and benefit from additional features, including content moderation and administration privileges. In beta for the past several months, Google Currents is touted as a place to engage employees, have meaningful discussions, and stay current together. This internal community carries over the concept of tags and streams from Google Plus. At the launch next month, all Google Plus users and content will be automatically transitioned to Currents, with full availability taking around 5 days. Existing plus.google.com links will continue to work and redirect to currents.google.com URLs. Meanwhile, an update to Google Plus for Android and iOS will introduce the new Currents branding. Before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google gear and more this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals center around Pixel 3a and 3a XL, both of which have returned to Amazon all-time low prices, starting at $279. You can save a minimum of $120 off the regular going rate, with today's deal marking some of the best prices we've ever seen and certainly a return at Amazon. And also you can save on Samsung's 65-inch The Frame 4K TV at $1,530. That's a $269 price drop from the regular going rate on this stylish TV. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favorite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.